Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Happy 2020 everybody. It's a new year, new decade. You know, people are saying new year, new me. You can't do that, which is so funny. I mean, you could change genders, pronouns, but for some reason people won't let you improve yourself based on the change of the year. That's progressive, right, guys? See, we're always talking out two sides of our mouth, you know? The same person that'll be like, new year, new me, that can't happen. If you were like, yeah, I just don't think that, you know, trans is real. What do you mean it's not real? People change. Yeah. It's fucking insane. I feel like I got a lot to talk about, but we'll see how it goes. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I really appreciate it. So thank you, man. Just tell someone, coworker, friend, you know, tell our Iranian invaders that'll be here soon to listen to my podcast once they nuke our country. But anyway. Yeah, man, it feels weird. 2020, very, very odd. But I guess before I get into that, I'll start with my milestone. For those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to kind of talk about different things that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes there's nothing. And, I guess him and I, we did our little Miles chat yesterday. I posted it. If you want to check it out, you can. It's about 6 minutes. But, yeah, so he's really into the Chromebook. I got him set up with an account at code.org. And he's learning to code, you know, HTML through the use of JavaScript. I think that's how you would describe it. And he's doing pretty well. What I like about that program is like they'll have these little JavaScript things where like one game will be Minecraft and you're supposed to have the guy walk around and do different tasks. So you have to go through the task log and go move forward, move back, turn left, turn right. When this happens, do that. And you have to move all that over to your workspace and have it all connect together. And then you hit play and you can watch all the commands that you've just programmed into this computer game. And oh yeah, what I like about it is, yeah, you can see the JavaScript, how you connect everything, but then you can click on the actual there's a code button where you click on that and you can actually see what it looks like in HTML. So I like to have him, you know, program it to how he wants it to move around, and I have him take a look at the actual lines of code too, to go see this is what this looks like to a computer on the other end. And he'll go, oh, okay. So he's really into that because he really wants to make his own games and he really wants to just mod games that are already out. That's his big thing, is watching people mod games and change the color and shape of things. And so yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now is Coder Miles. He's really into it, so I'm just going to keep fueling that fire until it's not there anymore. Hopefully I can get him into an instrument this year. He's got his keyboard, but he's really off and on with the keyboard. You know, there could be weeks where he's, you know, wants to learn how to play Happy Birthday or ABC or whatever it is, and then it's just gone. So I want to get more consistent with that. Yeah, he had a good Christmas, had a good New Year. I hope you guys had a good New Year. I don't like New Year's. It sounds weird. So I like to say Happy New Year, not New Year's. I don't know why. But I'm not a big... I don't like to really go out anymore. If there's anyone who knew me in my younger days, and I don't think anyone who really... That's what's funny about podcasts. People who really know you, they don't really listen to your podcast because they know you. So the people who really know me, they know I used to be a guy who liked to go out, club, party, have a good time. But at this ripe old age of 33, man, I'm just done. I just don't like it anymore. It does not appeal to me. But we went out for this new year. It's a special event. My wife's women's group, 100 Black Women Coalition here in Charlottesville, threw a casino night. And she was also receiving an award, the Phenomenal Woman Award, along with another woman. And a very special moment. We had a good time. What happened? Yeah, nothing really happened. You know, we went there, ate a little bit of food, and she got the award. I met some more of her friends, took a couple pictures, and we left. And we didn't get to watch the ball drop. We were actually in the car headed home when midnight hit, so we spent 20 to 20 in the car. So, but I think that's good because I was getting anxious. It's not where I wanted to be as far as I didn't want to be in the car. I wanted to be in the house and on the couch watching it. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I don't remember where I was in 2010 or 2000 for that matter. So I think I did a good thing. I kind of started off the year uncomfortable. I don't like formal events. I'm not a fan of dressing up. I did both of those things, and then I wasn't doing, you know, something familiar when midnight hit. So it was very uncomfortable. I know I sound like a fucking bitch, but I was uncomfortable. But I was out of my comfort zone, and that's something I'm really gonna work on this year, man. I'm really gonna work on staying out of my comfort zone as much as possible, because comfort really isn't your friend, man. It really isn't. The older I get, the more I'm starting to really realize that, man. Life ain't all about having fun. It's really not. And I get it. We get one shot at this life thing and you want to enjoy it, but it can't all be fun, man. It's just part of your day has to suck. And I have to do better at that, making part of my day suck. Yeah. So I got to really get back in the gym. The last month and a half has just been hectic with the holidays and stuff. And see, I see myself already making excuses, and I gotta get off it. I got to get off this excuse train. I'm making them. But, yeah, the night went great. We had fun. We were together. And that's what I had to tell myself. It's like, it doesn't matter if we're at the house or in a hotel room. You know, just if we're together. And that's all that matters. So I brought the new year in out of my comfort zone. And I feel like I need to continue this whole thing, man, of just being uncomfortable with things. And... I was it was so funny. I was thinking about this whole self-care movement that's going on. And a friend of mine shared this on Facebook. I should have had it pull up already. Because I was kind of feeling the same way. I was feeling the same way, but I really didn't know how to express it. And oh, no, of course now I can't find it. Oh, here it is. And I don't know, this person's Twitter handle is Iman Europe. Her Twitter handle, yeah, Iman Europe. And it says, don't let this tainted self-love trend have you 50 and alone because you walked away from everything that, quote, didn't serve you, end quote, instead of learning conflict resolution. And that's so fucking true, man. It's just like, I talked to my mom about it this morning. And it's like, I and my sisters, and it's like, I get the idea of self-care. You know, we get so busy where we just start neglecting ourselves, especially like if you're a single mom and you got one kid or multiple kids and you just don't have time to take care of yourself and you just start not eating right. You're not getting the proper rest. You know, you're just starting to kind of neglect things that really help you be alert, attentive, and productive. You know? And you have to take care of yourself in order to take care of other people. And it's like, I understand that. But it seems like that movement has gotten hijacked to the point where, like, I just feel like this self-care thing is really just a PC way, to be honest, of people just being selfish. It's not selfish care, you know? It's just like everything that you do isn't going to be comfortable for us or be catered to your past or what you're going through right now. It's just, that's just not how life works all the time. You know, it's nowadays, it's like the moment we get any pushback from someone telling you that you're wrong or you did something to them or whatever it is, it's like, oh, toxic. This person's toxic. That's the thing now. We want to call people toxic. You know, for some reason, calling stuff toxic, it kind of removes like the idea of having a personal axe to grind with someone. When you just, oh, that person's toxic. You know, and people kind of get on board with this. It's like everything isn't toxic. You know, everything that you don't like isn't toxic to you. It's just like you just gotta toughen up a little bit. And I get it, man. People are going through stuff, but you gotta learn how to deal with problems. You can't just be draped in velvet like George from Seinfeld wanted to be all the time. That's not what it is. And also, self-care, it really is more than just like getting your hair and nails done and going on trips and stuff. It's just like self-care is sitting back and also looking in within yourself and actually calling out your flaws and the things that you need to improve on and working on those things. Self-care isn't just pampering yourself all the time, man. It's not. You need conflict and adversity to make you a stronger person. It's like these, like with this weird, phony self-care thing, it's like going to a gym and there's really no weights there, but they still have the sections. Like, oh, this is the cardio section. And then you just pretend to get on a treadmill. Like, these are the free weights. And you just go over there. They got the benches. But there's no weights. You just go, oh, I'm just going to act like I'm lifting 200 pounds. Or I'm running. And no one can tell you, hey, man, there's no weights. That's the society we live in now where it's wrong to tell someone, there's no weights at your gym. You're not really doing nothing. No, you have to ask that person, like, oh, I can tell. Have you been working out? You look like it. And they haven't. It's phony. It's so phony, man. We're just lying to ourselves. We're making ourselves weaker and weaker and weaker. And this ain't no fucking right wing, I'm a tough guy shit. This is just, I think this is just, this should just be regular, normal advice. That's just, and it's left and right. No one wants to hear or see anything they don't agree with, man. Nobody. No one wants to. And it really doesn't help you because the thing is, you're going to run into situations in life where you're not going to be comfortable. It's not where you want to be. And you have no choice. And if you haven't practiced any type of resiliency, you're not going to prosper, you're not going to pass, you're not going to flourish, you're not going to come out okay on the other side of that hard experience because you have basically just made yourself so weak and atrophied all your muscles where you're not going to be able to fight back or withstand it. And sometimes you don't have to fight back. The fact that you're just strong enough to withstand it, just to get through it. You can endure it. But we just don't, man. We just wallow in all of our pity, and just people just got to tell you you're great. And that's the thing, man. We're not all great. Everybody's not a size 2, a 32-inch waist. Everybody doesn't have a six-pack. Everybody ain't fucking cute. Everybody ain't smart. It is what it is, man. And people just can't face that fact. Sometimes like, hey, you know what? That's just not you. As much as you want to look like this person, that ain't you, bro. Figure out what's good for you. Where your strengths lie. Stop trying to be everybody else. Or looking at everybody else, man. Yeah, we definitely need to like just toughen up a bit. And look, this is I've been to therapy and all that kind of stuff. I did have to toughen up. My toughening up was realizing like, hey man, you have a problem. You need to go see somebody. Therapy doesn't make you weak. You gotta talk about this stuff. But you also cannot wallow in it at all. It's not going to help you out. You got to stop being around people that's telling you how fucking fantastic you are all the time. Or that you've done nothing wrong. Or it's not your fault. Because sometimes this shit is your fault. And that's not making you better, man. It's not making you better. That's what scares me about this whole self-care thing. It's just people looking to find a spot where, oh, I can do the least amount of work here and just call everybody else toxic and tell people what they need to stop doing. Like, this, people think like every small action means it has some like major consequence or it's some major, what do you call it? Red flag or, you know, something like. So you'll see some dumbass article like what it really means when you leave dishes in the sink. And they'll have some old long, convoluted, bullshit ass article about how Hitler used to leave dishes in the sink. And that really mean that you'll do this type of thing to somebody. And it's just crazy. And then somebody will come out with an article. Messy people are actually smarter than everybody else and they live longer. It's like, shut the fuck up. You know, not cleaning the dishes doesn't mean that you would sexually assault somebody or you hate Jewish people or you hate gay people or it's all about white supremacy and you in the sink is land and the dishes are the imperial white Europeans coming over here. You know, people will listen to that type of shit. People will find any excuse just to be lazy and not improve themselves. And I feel like self-care, the self-care movement for a lot of people, it's the new thing. It's the new thing. It's the new way we're calling ourselves selfish. Self-care. This is fucking ridiculous. This the moment you even come up against just a smidgen of resistance. This is a toxic environment. Man, you got to toughen up, man. We really do. We have to be honest with ourselves. And being honest with yourself is realizing, you know what? Maybe I'm not that great and I can improve. You know? I don't know. But that's what I got to say about that. I'm sorry that the podcast for the first podcast of the year is serious, but it's a new year. I'm trying to be way more transparent this year. I got quite a few goals I want to accomplish. I want to start a couple more podcasts, maybe something by myself. If I can, maybe with another comic friend of mine. I would really love to have a podcast with my wife, but she's really not interested. And I'm sure she is not going to be happy to hear that when she finally listens to this. But, you know, it would also be dope if I could do a podcast with my mom. That would be pretty dope because she's got a lot of great insight. And I think it would be awesome, too, to have like a some generational knowledge sharing and conversations between the two of us. So I hope everyone had a great holiday season. I wish everybody the best in 2020. I'm really going to just try hard to keep my nose clean, keep my head down, and really try to make some strides comedy-wise. I got some goals I would love to achieve this year, some things I would love to get done. And hopefully this is the year. If not, maybe next year. But hey, I'm going to give it my best this year. So here's everyone. Happy 2020. And hope it goes great. There's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. I'll be at the DC Improv tomorrow, but that won't matter. But later this month, I'm in the lounge on the 17th and 18th. Should be fun. And I'm back there again in early February with Big J Okerson. So I'm excited about that. And I got a bunch of other stuff that I'm doing in DC. Crybaby, heavyweight show. I'll be in Nashville later this year. I think March I'll be down there. And I'm working on some other stuff. I want to get out to Cali this year. I want to get out to Chicago and back to New York. So there's a show. That's the show. Peace out. Have a great first weekend of 2020. And peace.